MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter. Climbing up Union Pass. I saw 3G on my phone, which I haven't seen in a long time, so I figured I'd test it out and see how it works. Hopefully this gets through. Had a pretty uneventful rest of the day yesterday after, when did I call in? About the Wyoming border. Nice ride into Flag Ranch. Got to chat a little bit with Pete Bassinger. There was a guy out cooking hamburgers more along that stretch for all the riders. I had enough stuff, so I just rolled on, but I bet some people enjoyed that. I rolled into Flag Ranch for quick resupply. You know, I got ice cream sandwiches. And then rolled through the pavement section through Coulter Bay and the area that skirts Yellowstone. I guess maybe we go in. I don't know. That beautiful area. I think it's a pack of about maybe a pack of 80 geese swimming in one of the lakes. So the theme of yesterday was to really embrace a soft pedal day, because the 2 days prior I had put a little bit of an effort in at some point to make a resupply or something of that nature. So I never really put any effort in yesterday, and oddly enough, my knees were extremely achy. Not painful, but achy. My theory is maybe because I was taking it easy and not stressing them too much, they were going through recovery, maybe. I don't know. But made it up to Togedy Lodge, almost all the way up Togedy Pass. Had a bit of an inefficient resupply. I was looking to get some stuff to do laundry down at Lava Mountain Lodge. And I think at that point, I was pretty sure I wouldn't make it before they closed. So I got a bunch of food to make it all the way to Pinedale, as well as dinner and breakfast. And I got 3 slices of carrot cake for dessert last night. And the lady that I got them from was there doing some competition to see who could sell more desserts of a certain kind. She said I helped her out a lot with that one. Saw a lot of new riders around the Togedy area. I don't know if I'm catching them or they're catching me. I don't care one way or the other, but some new faces. One guy, I think, was taking some easy days. He blew up his Achilles. Caleb, I forget his last name. Super nice guy. So I eventually got out of the Tech Lodge area. Ended up not getting I ended up not getting any coins or soap for laundry just because, I don't know, the guy at the front desk wasn't extremely helpful, and I just didn't have the desire to deal with that. And ended up being a good thing because the laundry room down at Lava Mountain was, you had to have a key code to get in, and I didn't have that, or at least didn't notice it on my late check-in packet. But yeah, after Togedy got up to Brooks Lake, I kind of mentally prepared myself for a plus or minus 1 hour, depending on snow conditions. And there was pretty much no meaningful snow as far as how it impacted the riding. Maybe just me being a little overcautious about keeping my feet dry, I walked around a few little snow drifts, but I think you could have probably ridden faster on if you wanted to risk it. But yeah, I mean, maybe a minute or two lost there from snow. So that was excellent. It was a little muddy in parts, though. That sticky mud that turns your tire into a plus tire real quick. Saw a lot of maybe 10 elk up on top of that last climb in that Brooks Lake area. And coming down from there to Lava Mountain, it started to rain, or at least I thought it was raining. And then I realized that that rain was pretty dang hard. And a few seconds later, I realized it was like sleeting, which was a little painful because that's a fairly fast descent. And you have to look where you're going, obviously. I wish I had some goggles or something. Yeah, but made it down. It was pretty cold. I think it was mid to low 30s. Had a bit of a inefficient night. Got to my what they call the Grizzly Four Seasons cabin, which is some bunk beds, a heater, and a electric outlet. And since I had come down that cold, wet descent, I cranked the heat up and, you know, did my normal stuff, eating, preparing for the next day. Tried to go take a shower in the community shower, but then realized that they didn't have any towels. So I didn't really want to air dry when it's almost freezing. But by the time I was ready to go to bed, I realized that I had really overdone the heat, and that little cabin held the heat really well. So I was probably ready to go to bed, I don't know, an hour after I got there, around 11. But just laying in bed, really hot, couldn't fall asleep. So I had to keep waking up and opening the cabin door and kind of standing outside and cooling off and hoping the cabin would cool off. I probably did that 3 or 4 times, and then after each time went back to bed hoping it would be all right. Waking up, well, I guess waking up, getting up again every time to do the same thing. I probably wasted a good hour and a half doing that. before it was cool enough for me to actually go to sleep. I did hack the beds a little bit. I pulled, they had like pretty crappy little cabin bunk bed mattresses that squash down to basically nothing and near almost no cushion. So I stacked two of them on there along with some blankets and the pillows from all the bunk beds, made it pretty comfortable. So once I fell asleep, I slept great. And I woke up feeling probably the best morning. I don't know if it's from the soft pedal day or the extra hour and a half of just sitting around doing nothing. But I woke up feeling pretty good in the morning. No super stiff joints or aching anything. Got rolling and could pedal fine right away. Another cold morning, but once I got to the pass and started climbing, warmed up real quick and had to shed some layers. I saw another grizzly yesterday after between Togedy Lodge and Brooks Lake. It was just off to the side of the highway there, eating some grass. Yeah, I think that about wraps up the recap up to this point. Yesterday, my foot rash issue I've been dealing with was a non-issue. So I didn't have baby powder last night, but I used that diaper rash cream again, and everything feels good this morning. I think I've figured it out. So, fingers crossed there. The cream is also helping with butt chafing. So, yeah, overall feel good. Not bothering me at all today. Everything actually feels really good. Came down 2019 sleep spots, and I might be able to get within. I'm hoping within an hour of being a day, by the end of the day, and maybe that would be pretty cool. Although I know also started to ramp it up about this time, 2019, so I might be a little disappointed with how much time I can make up. So we'll see. Feeling good. Heading to Pinedale. Probably 6, 7, 8 hours. I don't know. And see where the day brings us.